Bhagavad Lila, 10th canto, chapter 45. Krishna rescues his teacher's son, the son of Sandipani Muni. Seeing Vasudeva and Devaki standing before him with a reverential attitude due to understanding Krishna's transcendental opulence, Krishna thought this was inappropriate. So with his yogamaya power, he enabled Vasudeva and Devaki to treat Balaram and himself as their children. At this time, Krishna and Balaram were 11 years old. Krishna bowed his head and respectfully said, "Dear Father, because of us, your two sons, you and Mother Devaki were always in anxiety and could not enjoy our childhood and boyhood. It is with one's body that a person can achieve all of life's goals. And it is the parents who give the body birth and sustenance. Therefore, no one can repay his debt to his parents, even if he serves them for a full lifetime of 100 years. A son who can but does not provide his parents with the fruits of his labor is forced to eat his own flesh after death. A man who, though able to do so, fails to support his elderly parents, chaste wife, young child, spiritual master, or neglects a brahmana who comes to him for shelter is considered dead although breathing. Thus, we wasted all these years unable to properly honor you because of our fear of Kansa. Dear Father and Mother, please forgive us for not serving you. But after all, we are not independent and we're influenced by the circumstances beyond our control." Hearing Krishna speak like an innocent boy, Vasudeva and Devaki picked up their sons and placed them on their laps, embracing them, while showering incessant tears on Krishna and Balaram. Vasudeva and Devaki remained speechless, bound by the rope of parental affection. After comforting his mother and father, Krishna approached his maternal grandfather, Ugrasen, and installed him as the king of the Yadus and the king of Mathura. He said, "O king, we are your subjects. Please command us. Because of Yayati's ancient curse, no Yadu prince may sit on the royal throne." Krishna brought all his close family members back from the various places they had fled out of fear of Kamsa. Krishna received the Yadus, Brishnis, Andakas, Madhus, Darsharhas, Kukuras, and others with due honor, and resettled them in their homes and presented them with valuable gifts. Seeing Krishna and Balaram face to face, the Mathuravasis became very satisfied. Even the elderly inhabitants of the city appeared youthful, full of strength and vitality, for with their eyes they drank the elixir of Krishna's lotus face. Krishna and Balaram went to see Nanda Maharaj, and after embracing him they said, "O Father, you and Mother Yashoda have affectionately maintained us and cared for us so much. Parents love their children more than their own lives. They are the real father and mother who care for children abandoned by relatives that are unable to maintain them. Now you should return to Braj, and we shall come to see you after giving some happiness to your friends, Vasudeva and Devaki." After saying this, Krishna and Balaram respectfully honored all the coward men by giving them gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils, and other such items. Overwhelmed with affection for Krishna, Nanda Baba's eyes flooded with tears. He embraced Krishna Balaram and then returned to Vrindavan with the cowherd men. Vasudeva arranged for the Kula Guru, Gargamuni, and other Brahmins to perform the Upanayanam Samskara for Krishna Balaram. At the conclusion, Vasudeva honored these Brahmanas with gifts of fine ornaments and nicely decorated cows. At the time of Krishna's birth, Kamsa confiscated all of Vasudeva's cows. So after his death, Vasudeva recovered his cows and factually donated them to the Brahmins. Concealing their innately perfect knowledge, Krishna and Balaram, who are actually the origin of all branches of knowledge, desire to reside at the school of a spiritual master. Thus they approach Sandipani Muni from Avantipur, to show the perfect example of worshipping the Guru. Satisfied by their submissive behavior, Acharya Sandipani Muni taught Krishna and Balaram the entire Vedas and Upanishads and Dhanurveda and philosophical debate and logic and reason and math. Immediately, Krishna and Balaram assimilated everything they heard by hearing it once, and they mastered the 64 arts and skills in 64 days and nights. The 64 arts and skills included playing musical instruments, singing, dancing, drama, painting, rangoli, ringing water pots, the art of disguise, magic, sleight of hand, preparing beverages and foods, needlework, weaving, making puppets dance, solving riddles, composing poetry, carpentry, architecture, metallurgy, preparing Ayurvedic medicines, and the knowledge of different provincial languages. Upon finishing school for Guru Dakshin, Sandipani Muni asked the super powerful lords to bring back his son who died in the ocean at Prabhas. Krishna Balaram said, "Tatastu, so be it." They went to Prabhas to the beach, and Vrunadeva came and offered them tribute. Then he said, Krishna said, "Let Sandipani Muni's son come here at once." Vrunadeva said, "It was not I who took him, but the descendant of Diti named Panchajanya, who roams in the water in the form of a shank or conch shell. Krishna dove in the ocean and killed the Panchajana, but he couldn't find the boy in the demon's belly. He took that conch shell named Panchajanya and returned to his chariot. Then he and Balaram went to the capital of Yamaraj, the lord of death. Krishna blew his conch shell loudly. Yamaraj came to worship the Lord. Simply by hearing that conch shell, all the hellish people got liberation and went to Vaikuntha. Yamaraj said, "O Supreme Lords, what can I do for you? Why are you playing the parts of no ordinary human beings?" Krishna said, "Please bring back my spiritual master's son." Yamaraj said, "So be it." Then they returned to the Guru and said, "Please take your son." Sandipani Muni was happy to have disciples like Krishna Balaram. And he blessed them. "May your fame sanctify the world, and may whatever you speak remain eternally fresh as the Vedas." Then Krishna returned to Mathura with Balaram, and all the Mathuravasis felt like a person who had just regained their lost wealth.